Most adults realize that kids turn a deaf ear to lectures about what's good for them. That's one of the reasons ex-urban rapper Roy Scott made a series of CDs for kids using hip-hop beats to convey messages about healthy lifestyle habits. He also started the Lend a Hand Family Foundation, a nonprofit that spreads educational messages to youth. This work and his music also dovetail with his day job as an outreach specialist for Blue Cross Blue Shield. Susan sat down with Roy to talk about his work and his journey.
Originally, I wanted to start a nonprofit and I wanted to start a children's book, but I just didn't have any experience in that. And I knew I did have experience in creating music. So I was like, I'm going to just take this music approach to it, take the same beats the kids like, but just put everything clean behind it, like the Hokey Pokey, ABCs, educational stuff. And so the music came first, and I was forming the nonprofit at the same time, though.
You put your left foot in, your left foot out. And then you shake it all about. You do the Hokey Pokey and you turn yourself around.
How old were you when you started writing music and doing your own music?
I was probably about 12 when I started writing my own music, and then about 15 when I started producing, like, the actual soundtrack and the beats.
Now, your music was a local success, maybe a regional success back then. Tell me about that. But you were into a different kind of hip-hop back
then. Yeah, we was into the underground hip-hop. We had some good connections. We made some progress, but I was just doing the secular side of hip-hop, you know, kind of the more gangster rap. But then just as I grew and started my own family and had children, I was just realizing how influential and powerful music is on me and on people, especially our youth. So I just wanted to take my gifts and use them to, you know, same hard beats, but just everything is clean. So it's healthy hip hop now.
So back then you were Mac James.
Yeah. Yeah, I was Magnificent. I was Mac James, yeah.
And what was the name of the group?
It was Chop It Up.
The Chop It Up Click?
Yeah, the Chop It Up Click, yeah. That was the old school stuff.
Like, yo, the thought I told you about me chopping the bundle tightness. Never could have hated another player. I'm concentrated on paper.
So I have to ask you this. What reaction do you get from, like, old fans or old friends who knew you from the Mac James day, and they're like, Mac James is doing what?
Yeah, well, for the most part, it's been a real good response. I mean, because when you're dealing with kids, I mean, there's really not too much room for, you know, negativity or to say something. It's like, well, you're doing something positive for kids. It's like, well, hey, I can't do nothing but commend you for that. And I took the approach of using basically the same beats I was using when I was Mac James. So now the parents, they roll into the healthy hip hop and they like, you know, I kind of like these beats, so they kicking it to it, and it's just a win-win all the way around.
Keeping my grades up, watching my GPA, taking my ACTs, and look, we on our way.
You mentioned healthy hip hop and you started to get concerned about the messages. What concerned you?
Well, I was just looking back on reflecting on myself and just seeing the things that I was talking about. And these were things I really wasn't doing, but it was what I was listening to, and it started to become me, and I was becoming something that really wasn't me. And it was just very influential on that level. And then I was, again, seeing my kids, they was listening to your popular hip hop artists, and just what was coming across the speakers, it was definitely not healthy. And I was concerned about that and wanted to at least provide a positive alternative to that side of hip hop.
The music came first and then the foundation. Tell me about the foundation, the Lend a Hand Foundation.
Well, Lend a Hand Family, I was just always wanted to do a nonprofit, didn't know too much about it. So I just started doing some research online, talking to some people who I knew who were well-versed in it, and just took the process of getting my 501c3, taking those steps, putting the board together, and just learning as I was going. I was just taking steps in faith. You know, I really didn't know too much about it, but I knew I was just going to get to work. And started growing, and the right pieces started coming together. Just started meeting some good people in the community, connecting with, like, Operation Breakthrough, Spofford Homes, and just Blue Cross, Blue Shield of Kansas City. Just doing work with all these different people. And as we've been growing, just gaining momentum, has been quite the journey. So it's been a good experience.
What's the mission of the foundation?
The mission statement is, Lend a Hand Family is a nonprofit organization that seeks the empowerment of people, protection of family, and respect for cultural diversity. Our mission is accomplished through the use of music, education, and community service.
Well, you know, there's a, some would say there's a lot of bad influences on youth today. And what about people who say, well, hip-hop alone really can't influence young people? What do you say to them?
I think that's inaccurate. Just music, period. I don't think it's just the hip-hop genre. Just music in its entirety has a very big impact on just, again, not only youth, just people, period. It just, it influences the way you think. You know, if you take a second to realize, like, what music you're putting inside of you, you'll start to see, you'll start demonstrating some of those things that you're listening to.
Now, how does all of this tie into the work that you do in the community for Blue Cross Blue Shield? Or well, does it?
Yeah, it all ties in together because we actually have an exercise program. It started with just music, but as we grew and evolved, we actually created a full-length exercise program that has a CD, DVD, and a workbook. We're actually working on a children's TV show as well, and just TV you watch on your feet, and it's all just about childhood obesity, but taking a real innovative approach. The stuff the kids like is just reaching today's child, you know, through high-energy fun, stuff that they actually can get engaged in.
I've listened to the CD, and you've written a lot of the messages in the music. What's your inspiration? How did you come up with topics?
Well, I was just really, again, my kids were a huge influence. They really are the ones who kind of been the leaders of this. I've been watching them and seeing how they react to different things they see on TV or that they hear or see people doing. And they were really my inspiration to see, okay, how they react to this. What issues are they dealing with? Like my son in school, you know, they're dealing with new age stuff like cyberbullying, stuff on the internet. These kids are already online. A lot of different things that they've been dealing with. That's kind of the approach I took was, you know, watching my children.
Let's listen to an excerpt from track 6 where you're talking about being active.
We can do about anything. Let's go outside and make up a game. Come on, let's get some practice. Just go outside and be active. Let's go outside and run and play. Come on now, let's get active.
Tell me about the inspiration for this particular piece.
This again, especially with my kids, you know, he loves to play his Xbox. So I'm like, hey, son, you got to, you know, get up and do something. You got to go outside and play. He likes to get active as well. But again, with the childhood obesity epidemic that the country is facing, I just wanted to take that approach to say, you know, kids, we can go have fun. Like, you know, when I was a kid, we was outside. We was making up games and hide and go seek or whatever, just outside getting exercise. Not really knowing we was getting exercise, but we were having fun. So today's child really likes to sit down and play their video games or watch their cartoons. I'm just trying to inspire them to get active, get up and do something.
Now, I think all parents struggle, and I know Michelle Obama and her campaign has recognized this. All parents struggle with the issue of helping kids eat right because they're influenced by so many things in school and in the media. But track 7, let's listen to a little bit of that where you're talking about eating right.
No more cheeseburgers and fries. Nope. I don't want that super size. Nope. Put down those oatmeal pies. Yes. Now it's time to start eating right.
Now, is there something about the music and the repetition of the messaging in hip-hop music that you think is particularly powerful in getting these messages across?
I think it's really the beat. I mean, a lot of times we get caught up in the music, the actual soundtrack, and once the beat sounds good and then you start saying something real catchy, you know, it just starts to stick. You know, when you hear that song on the radio, you may not even like it, but if it's catchy and you hear it a lot and it's like, okay, now it starts to stick in your head and catch yourself saying it and displaying it.
We got to eat right and we got to exercise. We got to eat right.
Now, we just talked about kind of the elementary version of your music that you've done for youth, but you also have a back to school healthy hip hop which is targeted toward more high school kids. How did that come about?
We wanted to also create something that for all ages. So this is more for like the middle school and early high school, and it just talks about all the issues they're facing, either peer pressuring, bullying, internet safety,
Yeah, let's talk about that. You have a song on that CD called Watch Yourself.
Better not put your phone number on Facebook. Better not put your address on MySpace. Oops, I forgot. Ain't nobody using MySpace. I'm just playing, but for real, I'm just saying, be careful with the information that you're displaying. Watch them statuses. Watch them pictures that you posting up. People in your business and you wonder how they know so much.
Do you find that kids aren't as aware of this as they should be?
Yeah, I definitely think that kids are just, I mean, they're having fun. I know it's a new age of kids. I mean, they're online all the time, but I think they're not really looking at it in its entirety as far as, you know, just what, how they're representing themselves and the different dangers that are online.
So what kinds of projects, in addition to the CD projects, do you hope Lend a Hand will embark upon?
Well, we're really getting into the educational piece. That's like the exercise program we have for the youth. That's pretty much done. The next piece we're working on is called Represent, where we're focusing on the middle school kids. It's going to be a curriculum talking about, you know, saying no to drugs, practicing abstinence, or if you are having sex, you know, knowing to protect yourself and kind of making them aware of things like that. So that's going to be the goal, is just to create curriculums for each age set and just tie it in with the music and make it real relevant and effective for our kids.
Now, just in general, what do you hear from kids? What's needed? What's missing?
Well, I think what's really missing is these kids really need their parents, or they need positive men and women in their life that are guiding them in the right direction. That's the biggest piece. Other than that, it's just going to take some, just really spending some time with our kids. And it goes, I mean, the programs and everything, those are good and effective, but it really goes back to the home and trying to find a way to encourage our parents to really get involved with their children and see what they're doing. And you can't prevent everything, but at least to just help them and try to, you know, guide them throughout their life.
You can be anything that you want to be. Yep. What you say you are is what you're gonna be. Yep. So always say you're the best. Prepare your mind for success. And then your wings will grow. You can spread them and fly. You can touch the sky. Yep. I tell you right now, the sky's the limit. You gotta work hard from the start to finish. If your heart is in it and your actions follow, you gon' see better days tomorrow.
So, okay, skeptics would say, well, these songs are well and good, but how do hip-hop beats and pro-social messages actually change kids' behaviors?
Well, again, I just think just how influential music is, it's just, it becomes a part of you. So if we can get these children in the repetition of playing not only just hip-hop, but just playing positive music, I think you would see a real difference, you know, in children and in their behaviors over time if you're putting this positive message in them versus, you know, the stuff that they're hearing in today's music. And not only hip-hop, but just, you know, some pop music just is promoting, you know, sex, you know, drugs, just is promoting all these things that are really damaging our kids. But I really think if you took the time to input the right music in them, you would see a big change.
Well, I know Lend a Hand Foundation probably doesn't have an answer for everything, particularly the parenting piece, but what do you think can reach parents?
I think it's just going to take communities coming back together. I think that's the problem now. It's a lot of individuality going on, and there needs to be unity. There needs to be, you know, communities teaming up together. Like they say, take a village to raise a child, but, you know, that village also helping strengthen each other so people can come together and, you know, feel more confident in working together and growing and building something. So I think that's really what it's going to take, is just people unifying and coming together and really, you know, enjoying each other's presence and working together.
So you also perform the music.
Yes, we do. We're doing about 20 to 40 performances a month. You know, myself, Rappin' Roy, and then Reggie Rares, the magic man. He's the real high energy, up-tempo professional magician. So we're our most recent, we did the Kansas City All-Star when they were here in town at the All-Star Fan Fest. We did Jiggle Jam. We do a lot of private parties, so we're staying pretty busy.
Roy Scott, president of the Lend a Hand Family Foundation and outreach specialist for Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Lend a Hand Family, Rappin' Roy. This go round, we're talking about respect.
We thank you for tuning in to KC Currents. This show will be archived along with all of our past shows on the KC Currents page at kcur.org.
You can also hear individual stories there or sign up for our podcast or find us on iTunes. Contact us at kccurrents@kcur.org or on Twitter at KC Currents.
KC Currents is produced by Suzanne Hogan and Alex Smith. Our senior producer is Sylvia Maria Gross. Zach Lewandowski is our intern, and our theme music is by Approach. I'm Susan Wilson.
And I'm Suzanne Hogan.
Start opening the door for your mothers. Start opening the door for your grandparents. We must look out for the women in our lives. So start now being gentlemen.